Former lawyer turned fly fishing guide David Riley Birch has written a book dealing with both of his passions. Jake Trent is the main character in the book called Death Canyon. Trent is a former criminal lawyer turned fly fishing guide who runs a bed and breakfast in Jackson, Wyoming. A late season avalanche kills a skier. A French couple may have suffered a bear attack, and Jake himself finds the body of a tourist in fishing gear. The mysterious death sets the town on edge, and some think Jake may be involved. Jake finds a park ranger to help him investigate the deaths and determine who is trying to frame him, and it leads to some scary discoveries. Author David Riley Birch joins us and says his personal life led to this book.
You know, when I moved here, my wife hadn't moved out yet. I was kind of living alone, just with the dogs, and I had some free time, and obviously the landscape was very inspiring. Fly fishing was very inspiring to me, and so kind of took that free time and started jotting some things down, and as it gained momentum, you know, I started forming it into a book, and when that was finished, I figured I should show it to somebody.
Now, is Jake Trent you?
I wish. Jake Trent is, you know, what I would like to be like if I was a, you know, better, physically stronger, smarter, nicer person. All those things, you know, wrapped up into one is what Jake Trent is.
Well, since we're talking about the book Death Canyon, and it is a Jake Trent novel, why don't we have you explain to the listeners a little bit about Jake Trent?
So Jake Trent is a retired criminal prosecutor. He has moved to Jackson basically for the same reasons I did, you know, that is to say, kind of get away from it all, find some peace, do the things that he cares about rather than the things that he's kind of, you know, ended up doing after, you know, after life kind of got to him. He's now kind of working part-time as a fishing guide here in Jackson. He does have some ties, you know, to his old job as a prosecutor, some sort of quasi-special agent-type connections that will come back and haunt him and, you know, end up providing the storylines for the series.
Now, one of the things that happened, he gets there's some mysterious deaths, some interesting things happening, and since I guess he's the new guy in town, they think maybe he's behind some of this. Could you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, I mean, it's the new guy thing, you know, and I think also the town, maybe especially the guys in the town, the men, have this somewhat resentful feeling towards him, you know, thinking that maybe he thinks he's a big shot, when in fact that's probably not quite in his personality. And also just the circumstances under which he finds this first body are suspicious. So that leads to, you know, him feeling somewhat framed and the police kind of believing that he's involved.
And then he decides he better prove that he's not and launches his own investigation.
Correct. That and, you know, this kind of curiosity that he still has that's kind of, you know, innate to him of wanting to, you know, I guess solve crimes, figure things out. And so those two in combination lead to him getting involved.
Yeah, I don't know what happened in Jackson when you first moved there, but boy, you've got everything going on. You've got avalanches, you've got bear attacks, you've got all kinds of different things. What, I guess, influenced you to write about those things and work those into the book?
Well, I think they're, you know, fairly unique to here, you know, here being Jackson. And I think for me, coming from the East Coast, they're things that I wasn't familiar with. So they were interesting, kind of intriguing, you know. And it being sort of an eco-thriller, I wanted to have some, you know, some connection between the natural world and then whatever the, you know, crimes were or whatever, you know, kind of the first plot line is, which is the murders. I wanted to connect those two.
Were you really trying to make this more of a Western book?
I was, yeah. I mean, I think, you know, since kind of the landscape and just being here inspired me so much, it was going to naturally go that way. But no, I intentionally wanted it to be, you know, events, plot lines, characters, and stuff that are probably unique to kind of this Western style of life.
We're visiting with the author David Birch. He has written a book, Death Canyon, a Jake Trent novel. It leads me to believe that you want to write more about Jake.
Oh, yeah. We've got a year from now, I think, down the line, we've got a sequel coming up. I'm about, I would say, 60% done with it. I hope to, you know, do a book a year for as long as I can.
You're getting a lot of good reviews on this. I mean, that's got to be heartening.
It is, yeah. You know, you always, being an author, I think any type of artist, you kind of always search for the bad points of any good review, so you have to be careful and not let yourself do that. But yeah, no, it feels great to read that people are enjoying it.
Obviously, we just gave it away, but Jake isn't going to get convicted.
No. I think you could have guessed that.
Again, we do wish you well with this, and welcome to Wyoming.
All righty. Thanks so much.
The book Death Canyon, the first novel by author David Riley Birch, is currently on sale. And as he mentioned, more will be on the way.